Hey, yo, shout out to BBC. The homie Skateboard. Shay, what's up, homie? N.E.R.D. Kiff, get the homie Lloyd.
They say I'm too fake. Fuck it, I'm paid. I can't even find an empty spot inside my safe. I got Cardi's on my eyes, Louis on my case, lobster, shrimp, and calamari right here chilling on my plate. They say I'm too fake. Fuck it, I'm paid. I can't even find an empty spot inside my safe. I got Cardi's on my eyes, Louis on my case, lobster, shrimp, and calamari right here chilling on my plate. They tell me I'm on time, even when I'm late, even if it's.
This is going to continue to make sense. It doesn't sound like two dudes are in
Robcast.
It's so bad.
It's always bad, but it's so right.
It is.
That's what you tell a chick when you try to put it in her ass. It's like, it's so bad, but it's so right.
It doesn't belong there.
It's not for you, but it's for me.
This is how we start out.
Sometimes we do things for them, and sometimes we do things for ourselves. For instance, we get married for them, you know? No guy really wants to have that big wedding. No guy's like, you know, I need to plan this myself, and then, you know, I need to have all my best men there. That's why you have a best man, and they have bridesmaids.
That's true.
Knows the glorification.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whereas, but you know me, I don't need to.
The anal has to be there for me, is my point. All I need is a couple times, you know? The anal.
Just a couple
like,
times?
Like the annals. The annals of history. Because we're going to do this for a while. Unless I'm trying to explain my debauchery. But sometimes you don't have the energy to deal with them. And you know what I mean by them. You can fill that word in for me.
Mm-hmm.
What's the them?
Females.
Thank you.
I said it like I didn't know. Females?
Like it's a question mark.
Females, maybe?
Yes.
I'm Ron Burgundy. That's how I sounded.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, sometimes you don't have the energy, and sometimes you need that pep me up. Like you're in school, so you know you burn the midnight oil sometimes and shit, right?
That's
burn a candle at both ends.
That's a definite. Yeah.
The worst thing I've ever done as far as burn a candle at both ends. You remember when Volt first came out? Volt energy drink, those Coca-Cola runner.
Yeah.
I drank a 6-pack of them when I was studying for it. Well, not 6-pack of cans, 6-pack of bottles.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't eat any food because I was busy. It's at my parents' house. I was busy helping build a new bathroom and kitchen. And it was just me and my uncle, which was pretty excellent because I didn't sign on to do that shit. I was like, I gotta get to the library and I gotta stay up. This is finals time. I was like, who gets a room built during school year?
Nah, that's crazy.
So, you know, I had to do that to keep myself up. And clearly, I'm sure there's things you have to do to keep yourself up, like, you know, snorting a line, maybe.
Nope.
Not lines, but the line. But would you believe what Michael Lee Bedford did of Mansfield in central England? It was at a party in April, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he swallowed some caffeine powder that a friend brought online. Guess how much that powder cost?
How much?
$5.26.
They paid. Hold on. Wait. Caffeine powder?
Yes. He washed the powder down in an energy drink and 15 minutes later began sweating and vomiting blood.
Oh, shit.
He later died at King's Mill Hospital in Nottinghamshire. God damn. That's just the Nottinghamshire right there.
Nottinghamshire.
Richard Kingshire runs everything and shit. In central England as well, and pretty much a wrap. And he's, you know, his aunt, Bedford's aunt, Sue Burton, said, I think there should be a warning or something that says it can kill you. My thing is, would you buy something that costs $5.26 online? Or, you know, how about this? When you're at a party.
What's the use for caffeine powder again?
Caffeine pumps you up, I guess. And gets you energy.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that he mixed it with the energy drink probably sped everything up.
Okay, what happened to just using regular heroin to coke at a party?
Well, heroin, that doesn't. That's
okay, yeah, not heroin, but coke.
Speed,
ecstasy, one of them.
Yeah.
Something. What happened to that? I don't use it, but, like, come on.
Yeah, because.
Y'all get pretty?
Again. But the number's even worse for the country, because what's that? They got pounds there, right?
Yeah.
It was $3.29 partial pounds, I guess. So it's even less in their numbers. I'm like, really? You wrote this online? The shipping costs more than the product, and you're gonna ingest it. Wow. You're out of your mind.
That's stupid.
And it's listed as an accidental death. It's listed as dumbassery.
That's exactly what I would call it, because that's fucking stupid.
Dumbassery. Ye old dumbassery.
Did the guy know it was caffeine powder that he,
I think so. I don't know. Like, he put two spoonsful in there, so it's like, you kind of have to know. Stupid? Because here's the thing. Would you, like, you've drank an energy drink before, I'm sure.
Yeah, them shits are nasty. I'm sorry.
Not all of them.
Red Bull, that shit is nasty.
Red Bull's alright.
You just like dirty stuff in your mouth. That's all. Nasty stuff in your mouth.
Fuck you. Here's the thing. You know what this is the equivalent of to me? A drink that we have a problem here with. Four fucking Loco.
Can they try to ban Four Loco?
They banned it in a lot of colleges.
Are you serious?
When you start calling your drink a blackout in a can, there's a problem.
I haven't seen anybody blackout yet.
But that's how they promoting it, though. Because it's an energy drink company that just say, you know what, we're going to put more alcohol in here.
It does look like an energy drink.
Right? That's what it is. We're going to put more alcohol in a can of beer in there.
Damn.
So I want to say a can of beer has, what, like 6% alcohol or something like that. That's almost negligible. Yeah. That's why you got to drink a shitload of them and get Hammer Time.
Yeah,
but
Hammer Time.
But those are the ones, and that'll come up later, right, Hammer Time.
Yeah.
Those are the ones, I want to say, the Four Locos are maybe 10 or 12% alcohol.
Yeah, they are.
Which
yeah.
is kind of a lot. And in tall boy cans, too, I believe.
I hate to say it, but...
It tastes like ass.
My friend, Steve's the first person to buy Four Loko. I'm just saying.
Because he's Manny Pacquiao, right? He's fucking Mexicutioner and shit.
He's not even Mexican.
Well, Mexicutioner. That's what Manny Pacquiao's name was, because he took all the Mexican champions.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's funny. Pacquiao. They call... I don't know the chick's name, right? But what's such a chick's name? Rebecca Gayhart?
Mm-hmm.
They called her the Mexicutioner and shit because she killed this little boy with her car and he was Mexican. I was like, that's so
That's fucked up. What do you call Brandy then? Didn't she kill a Mexican too?
I have no... What do you call Dante Stallworth?
Same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Not really sure how to keep it going. Lights went out. We have a blackout. Oh. There's light. There's light now. It's great. I can see my own hands now.
Yeah, real small that, Tori. You were covering the whole area, then all of a sudden.
Shut up,
bro. Somebody walked by and turned it. Y'all, you know that, right? It's like niggas is talking. Click.
It's a ghost.
Ghost, nigga.
A racist ghost.
That'd be the best ghost too. You know why? Instead of them wearing that white sheet like a clan, they'll wear a black sheet, because you know the black sheet is funny in the clan. Think about this. Why is the head motherfucker in the clan wears a black robe? They call it like a Grandmaster Dragon or some shit.
Why is it even an Asian Grandmaster Dragon type?
No, I don't know.
I don't understand it.
Because they call it like the Grandmaster Dragon Wizard.
I thought it was Grand Wizard
Dragon or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You got all the chances to work. That moment of racism was brought to you by Torn and Rob. That was a whole conversion of another show. Speaking of where a lot of Asians are at,
mm-hmm.
You would like this. The state of California, right, has a lot of Asians there.
Yes. Because
they have their own Chinatown, right? Man's yeah. Chinese Theater.
They do.
That's his name is Young Man, but it's Y-U-N-G. San Francisco, I hate them for two reasons. One, they're trying to get away from my delicious toys. And I call them delicious because I used to chew on the toys when I was a kid. You know the toys in Happy Meal?
Why would you chew on the toys as a kid? You slow?
Had problems. Not those type of problems, just had problems. I don't know why I'm chewing on this. Maybe shoving my teeth. It's like a very dog-like back in the day. And
savage.
You savage, yes. But basically, you know, these fuckers, they let that World Series go to their head, didn't they? They won the World Series. Next thing you know, they try to change my Happy Meal.
Fucking San Fran. Texas should have won, man.
Ten Lincecum comes a beast, so even though he looks like a young Jim Curry.
He is a beast. Skinny as hell, but he's a beast.
But the thing is, the San Francisco city officials said they're going to crack down on restaurant meals that include free toys unless they post, like, their nutritional values of said food items. So my understanding is... McDonald's made a big push to post all of their fucking nutritional content, right? And all that food, yeah. Except for the Happy Meal. Now, I haven't had a Happy Meal since I was 10, so I don't know if it is or not on there, because I was eating Big Boy food when I was 11.
I can see that.
Fuck you. You repeat this. It was a chick on the train that's coming this morning. She was like, I used to be a teacher at elementary school. You look exactly the same. Still big. And I was like, bitch. Like, what you trying to say?
Because that's what they remember.
Well, you still big. Still got that
like,
head.
See, me, when teachers see me, they be
still
like,
still got
oh,
that
man.
Goatee. Still like a goat and a raccoon.
You still intelligent? I'm like, yes, I am. They remember that I was smart, and that's a good thing.
And,
right?
And the thing that's funny about you is like, you going to work, ain't you? I was like, yes, ma'am.
Why, yeah, why did you?
It's like, I'm 25 years old. Why am I acting like that?
Yes, ma'am.
But the thing that gets me is like you're right. They don't remember, like, well, aesthetically, you're big. Like, I was pretty fucking smart back in the day. I still am. But, you know, it's just like, you get that. Mm-hmm. You know, you're still smart. And she's asking me random people, like, you know that principal used to have a drug problem? Like, why would I know this shit? I was in elementary school. If I knew that, clearly I was not studying very much. Because I knew all the gossip that was going on. Some problems. She was
elementary
talking
to school?
Yeah, she remembered me from then. She was like, yeah, you're still big. You're the biggest person in the class. I was like, in my class? No, in your class. Like, that class
said,
that
in
year.
That whole graduating system right there.
I was like, oh, thanks, bitch. Yeah. So, yeah, we kind of did that shit. So, it was good times. Speaking of schools.
But the Happy Meal thing, like, come on. It's a Happy Meal. Kids don't give a fuck about nutrition.
But the problem is,
no kid cares about
the parents. It's always on the parents. Whenever something comes up like that, it's always on the parents. Like,
parents suck. They always blame something else, though.
You're right. It's always these house fouls and shit. But they mentioned the fact that, well, it's all fun and games until you have to put your kid in a stroller when he should be walking, and they're chewing on fries. It's like, that's a bad excuse. It's like, McDonald's is terrible. Don't get me wrong. You have mechanically separated chicken meat.
Yeah.
I like my chicken meat separated by hand, mind you. But here's the thing. That was a reward for me and shit. And the thing is, when my mom and, you know, my dad used to take me to, like, McDonald's back in the day, it wasn't like we were going there every day. And you start looking at now, parents, no one's taught how to be a parent. I rarely see anyone go to some parenting class. You're kind of become a parent. It's like, hate to say this, it's like, you know, what Kanye said and shit. It's like,
oh God.
Fuck you. It's like what Kanye said, you know, it's like, it's funny that you have Planned Parenthood, but you never have a parent that plan to be a parent in the hood. And it's like,
I actually like that line.
Got a point there, because it's pretty much true shit. And you don't learn. You kind of, what's the whole saying? Like, you know, it takes a village and shit. It takes the whole village. Grandmother's raising the mother and the mother.
Yeah, that's true. But speaking of California, like, the Supreme Court is hearing that case on video games. Like, it's illegal to sell it to minors.
Apparently.
Or M-rated games.
Apparently. I thought that was already a law, by the way.
No. It's not enforced.
Because if you go to Walmart, they check my... They card me every time,
exactly.
Like, I'm buying liquor.
They check everything. Like, even I've been asked with my, you know, Supreme beard. Even I've been asked for ID.
The Supreme Court of bearding.
But yeah, it's like... And then they put up rap music and...
Was Tipper Gore there?
I don't even...
Bitch. Because you know what she's responsible for, right?
No.
Parental advisory sticker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, here's the deal with that. I want to say somebody, whoever was, I guess, the opposing authority in that situation, they posted, I want to say, like, a video game kind of average. They looked like, they put suits and shit on, like, pictures of Capcom fighters and shit, like Street Fighter. It's like, yeah, you know, we're going to fight for our rights and we're going to ban these games. But they did it in an ironic way. Eat lead.
Yeah, please. And swallow it, chew it, and then heat it up in your stomach and then let it explode.
I was talking about the bullets, but you know,
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Wash them off with buckshot. Thank you. That's a line from what is that?
It's like suicide,
Street Kings.
Like, we don't advocate suicide. Sorry, people. Who,
no. Yeah. Listen to a few episodes ago. We
yeah, we don't want.
It's like kill.
We don't want to advocate anything.
Speaking of suicide, you heard about what's name? She was fucking cutting.
Who?
Demi Lovato.
Nah.
Dude, they showed her. She was
not
like,
Sunny with a Chance.
Yeah, son. She got like 3 or 4 lines on her wrist.
That's not true.
I'm not lying. She just checked into therapy, apparently. She had to cancel her tour.
Damn, so Disney's doing that to you.
Dark side of Disney.
Disney fucked up a lot of people, though.
I mean, why do you think Fergie was a meth addict?
She was?
She was a meth monster, son.
You whooping my mind.
Yeah. She was talking about it on that song with Kanye, All the Lights.
Mm.
And she talked about it in that terrible song that she did when Milo, something other than the dude from Heroes, was like her boyfriend in the video.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, that was a bad song. But she, now that you think about it, she kind of has that face.
She does.
It's a website called FacesOfMeth.com.
I'm not even going to lie. She does have like a...
I'm more so concerned about her. You saw her Planetary, didn't you? When she got that hitty, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I will go to buy out the head. Have my eyes wide open.
At least she's not annoying like Nicki Minaj.
She is fergalicious, though.
That is terrible.
You know, Nicki Minaj's ass is not annoying. Like.
It's not real.
I don't give a fuck if it's real or not.
I know you don't.
Fuck you.
I mean, I don't.
Because I remember when she first, when her shit first came up, she basically said this whole Barbie shit was a gimmick because she was a lesbian rapper. She couldn't get on and shit.
Well, why she keep saying she's not a lesbian?
Well, she hasn't not said it either. That's the thing about it.
She has. She said I'm not bisexual or anything. She has said it.
I've read the most recent Complex, really? And she said really? She didn't. Yeah. She was like, it's the media that plays up certain facets of shit. And I was like, eh. What I will say, though, anyone who goes on the Ellen show, and this is my dude included, you probably suck a little cock if you're a dude and eat a little veg. Because I saw Kanye on, I was like, yeah, Kanye fucked some dude. Well, Kanye got fucked.
I can't rap for Kanye. And you know that.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, you should move on, because you know I can have a dialogue about Kanye, man.
Have a dialogue with all these anonymous rappers you come up with.
Hey, the anonymous rappers are better than what Kanye putting out right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I bet you'd probably blow him for an instrumental because he would get on from it.
His instrumental's not even hot no more.
Yeah, okay.
I'm being honest.
Okay. All right. We'll see how that album sells because I think the album's going to kind of kill.
No, it's going to kill. I mean, but Nicki Minaj come out the same day. Don't she?
No.
Or the same week?
No.
I thought Pink Friday was coming out like...
I think the dates got changed because of like his album's probably going to kill. So it's like the date got changed for one of them. Because initially, we want to have Kid Cudi's come out the same day, and it's like, yeah, I'm not going to do that to Cudi.
Kid Cudi.
God, because you're going to kill each one of my music acts that I like.
Let's move on, because I don't even like good music. Only thing with good music that Big I Sean. Like is Pusha T and Common.
No Big Sean?
Oh, yeah, definitely Big Sean.
I was about to say, shit. I don't like that hype, that Syfy the Prince. I don't like that nigga.
Nah, I didn't mean to kill your dreams, bro.
I'm sorry. Man, we're getting out our dreams here, man.
I'm sorry, man.
No, but it's, you know, it's good. You know, greedy does agree with him. You have valid rationale behind it, but right.
It's not just like I don't like him because his music sounds like everybody else's.
Because
like,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I just don't like him.
One thing I will say to Cliff Fuller, I think Wisin's a better producer than he is, but he just doesn't produce shit anymore. Just Blaze, I think, is a better producer than he is.
Yeah, Just Blaze doesn't do a damn thing.
Yeah, that's my point.
Sitting at home?
And that's my point.
He had Saigon.
And he's produced. He has, what's the name, too? Jay Electronica.
Are you serious? Jay Electronica, nice as hell.
Yeah, but when you have to have shit that comes out, though, is the point.
I don't want to say Jay Electronica's lazy, but...
Nigga's 35, and he hasn't blown yet, so to speak.
6 mixtapes by now, or 7. He could have been like Lil Wayne or something.
I'm like, where the hell is the rest of Exhibit? Where's Exhibit A and B? I just saw Exhibit C and shit.
It's A and B.
No, I'm just saying, like, oh. It's like you're not promoting your shit or something, homie. You're 34.
He's nice, though.
He got Eric Badu's ass one night, too.
Yo, he's still
Eric. Well, I'm just saying, you know, the fact that I conceded the kid, he at least had it at one time is my point.
Nobody knew that she was that, looked like that under all those dresses she used to wear.
That ass was ridiculous. I kept
see the video?
That's why I kept watching. The only reason I watched the video. I was like,
that's the only reason I watched it too. But I mean, I'm a fan of her.
End up liking the song too. I didn't think the CD was worth shit though.
No, the song was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But
and like the fact that Rick Ross did a remix to it, I didn't like that too much.
Fucking Rick Ross. I'm not even gonna get on Rick Ross.
Still like Rick Ross too, because he's a fat man. let's get back to the school thing. Yeah, we were talking about school last night.
Let's do that.
You know, I come up with a theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one. You can be a substitute teacher if you just walk into the school.
Yes, that's true.
And I think that even it exacerbates that situation if you're in Florida. You could be like a principal if you walk into the school.
Are you serious?
There was a Florida teacher, right, that was trying to discipline like a 6-year-old. I mean, yeah, 6-year-old autistic boy. Guess what she did to discipline him?
What? Did she smack him?
Because he wouldn't listen. She didn't tell him to time out. She didn't put him in the corner with the dunce hat. The dunce hat on the angle and shit.
What did you do then?
She bit his ass in the arm.
What?
She got autistic with him. She was just like, you know what? Yow. She said she made a sound when she bit him too. Yow.
Are you serious?
She did bite him.
I mean, was it that bad?
And he said it was two other teachers in the room that witnessed it.
Like, who snitched on it? Who told? Which one? Dropping
a dime and shit. So clearly they fired her, right? But they could not fill. And this is the problem. They couldn't fill that slot for like the special needs children. They couldn't fill the spot.
Because they're fucking horrible. I mean, I'm not. Okay. I don't hate on special kids, special needs people.
But, super kids. Special kids.
That was a terrible commercial.
Yes, it was.
But at the same time, you know they can get out of hand. Come on.
They get rambunctious.
Exactly. Like they kick you.
With a side of.
I used to work at the rec center. And there was a kid named. I'm just going to call him Montez. And.
You know, as long as you didn't call him Mongo, because if you called him Mongo, I had to punch you. Like, really, dude? Call him chauffeur Mongoloid, dude? Really?
First time.
What's this precious?
First time I saw Montez, I thought it was like, hey, man, what's up, kid? And he's like, kiss my ass. And I was like, you little mother.
He thought you were role models.
I was trying to be like a role
Bobby
model.
Bobby J. And shit.
Exactly. And I'm like,
you shit. Playing Wheeler?
And then the counselor was like, yeah, watch out for Montez. He takes medicine. I'm like, really? Like, I'm
was
glad.
It hooch?
Why didn't y'all tell me that beforehand, before I got mad at this little kid?
That's just slapping, nigga.
Like, hold me back.
Peep this shit. The black whale. The black whale, that's where she works at.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's one around here.
Nah.
Yeah, she was just like, yeah, it's kind of in the cut. She was like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to discipline them, and they always cop feels or whatever, and it's like, it's unintentional with the younger ones, but kids, the older ones, they know what they're doing, and they're like, yo.
Kids that, love boobs.
It's like, yeah, and that's what she said, and she was like, yeah, the older ones, they're like 16 or whatever, they're like high school age. Yeah, it's like groups of them, different ages, right, because it's a pretty big school, and she was just like, yeah, they try to tell the younger ones, like, that's an erection. That's why it moved and shit, right? I was just like, wow.
When I was a kid, man, I used to, fill up people's legs, women's legs, whatever.
You creepy bastard. I used to do worse.
Worse? How could you do worse than that as a kid?
Panky finger.
Oh.
Da-na-da-na. That's a Wu-Tang song, too. The panky ring, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. You used to do worse.
Yeah, I used to finger chicks when they had skirts. We had a code in school. We had to wear dress clothes and shit. We had uniforms, I guess. I kind of call them dress shoes. I remember this dude used to wear chick shoes. You know what I mean by the chick shoes? The ones that's black and white, they're dress shoes.
Are you serious?
They're girl shoes, right?
Are they?
Yeah.
For real?
I've not seen another dude wear them.
Wow. He was his family couldn't afford good shoes for him, man.
Well, he was a pretty boy, nigga, and I hated that motherfucker.
Because he's pretty than you?
Well, yeah, man. I was, it's a funny looking kid. Right? I grew into my looks. And the fact that a chick said, you look still the same. It's like, thanks, bitch.
Yeah, still big.
25. I was 5 then. So, let's see. I had those 20 years. Only thing that happened was my hair got short. Let's see. Speaking of short and old and bad, MC Hammer dissed Jay-Z this week. Better Run by King Hammer. MC.
Don't get it mixed up. It's not MC Hammer.
Yeah.
King Hammer.
He's the king.
This ain't too legit to quit.
Dude, did you watch the video, right?
I saw it.
Didn't he have like the old man fat going on? Cause it's like he wasn't fat, but he wasn't in shape. And he was completely sans Hammer pants.
I can't take Hammer seriously unless he got Hammer pants.
Cause he looked like the Hammer from the Pumps and the Bumps video.
That's a bad song.
Dude, remember they banned that video? No, they banned it, right?
Why?
Cause he was cranking it and he was fluffing himself. To make himself look big as he was wearing a Speedo and shit. And he said he looked like he had a mildly erect penis on the video. And I was just like, no, he didn't. And I watched the video, I was like, yes, he does. It's like, he's almost at full lift off.
MC Hammer, seriously, he still wear that bandana he wear? Like, does he still have that?
No, he had a Scully on, I want to say.
He does? Oh, yeah. I think he does wear Scully.
But maybe he came in like he was running shit when he came in the beginning of the video. He's like, yeah, we got to do this $500,000. I was like, nigga, you haven't seen that money in 20 years.
He embarrassed himself.
Yeah, he did.
He just made his career even worse.
Because the thing is, here's the funny thing. He was on ESPN, I want to say last month, when this whole beef. It's not even a beef. It's like Jay throwing out a one-liner, and Jay does that a lot.
Jay's a bitch.
Yeah, but he throws out his one-liner, because that's how the whole beef with him and Joe Budden started. He threw out a fucking one-liner, and it's like.
But Joe Budden is different, though.
But my point is, he does nigga shit like that, and then he thinks he's above it, so he won't respond. But it's like, nigga, everybody that's a rapper, they're like wide receivers, just emotional for no reason.
That's true.
But here's the point I was getting to. It's fucking like Hammer, his shit is just whack. It's like, why are you doing it?
It was bad.
He was on ESPN promoting the company because his company's called, like, Amalgamism or something like that.
They're trying to get... I know he had...
It's like sports marketing,
yeah, sports marketing.
But he was on ESPN, right? And he was like, nah, my name's not MC Hammer. Just, you know, call me Stanley Burrell. That's his real name, I believe.
Yeah.
And the guy kept saying, Hammer. I was like, that's so funny.
I mean, come on, man.
Like, you're MC Hammer.
It's just like P. Diddy trying to change his name.
Like,
Puff. Puff trying to
change. Just call me Sean Combs.
Come on.
It's like, shut the fuck.
You gonna call him Diddy or Puff?
Yeah.
You still call him Puff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
I call him bitch, but, you know, whatever.
People say a man is gay too. Like, they always call P. Diddy gay.
I remember they were saying he was gay in the 90s and shit. He was like, yo, why you live in a house with just him and May show?
That is kind of weird.
It's like, yo, then he only had other guys. They hit like Keith Sweat and Johnny Gill come there. Because, you know, Johnny Gill makes Keith Sweat.
That is terrible. That's the first time I heard that. Please forgive him for that.
That's bad.
Please forgive him.
That's really bad.
That's endlessly horrible.
But, dude, it's just terrible. It's like... Here's the thing.
MC Hammer.
He's one guy. He succeeded at one thing. He's ruined what little was left of his career. Because you throw on, you know, you can't touch this. You might have a few people dancing to it. I still think it's a fun song.
You can't hate on Hammer, yo, because he got white people listening to...
To rap.
Exactly.
He was a pioneer, if you will.
Exactly.
I remember the MC Hammer cartoon.
And oh, shit, they did have it.
Remember he had that rat tail, too?
Yes.
You know why his name was MC Hammer? Was Hammer? When he was, I want to say he was a ball boy with the Oakland A's, and he said he could hit the ball real well, and they said he was like Little Hammer, like Hammer and Hank Aaron. So that's how he got MC Hammer. Because apparently he was like a ball player back in the day.
Like, people disrespect, you know.
You know, he's a
like,
Vietnam veteran, too, by the way.
MC Hammer.
He's 52.
He's not a goddamn
Yes,
52.
He is. Think about it, dude. You Can't Touch This came out like 89, 90.
Damn.
Yeah.
I swear he's not 52, yo.
I was researching that shit the other day. Because him and Ice-T are both Vietnam veterans. They didn't serve at the same time, both were Vietnam veterans.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But here's the thing. One thing that Hammer has succeeded with in this whole rap battle, he's proven that someone older than Jay-Z still raps. Not well, but still raps.
It's true, but it's fucked up.
It is very true.
Now, see, since Hammer came back, Will Smith might come back out.
See, I'll actually listen to a Will Smith record.
Really?
Dude, I'm not going
to... Millennium?
Yeah, nigga, I listened to fucking Lost and Found. That was his last album, came out with 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He had Polo the Don beats on there.
And my uncle will have a lot in common then, because he likes Will Smith.
Will Smith's my favorite actor. He can't do anything wrong. He married a hot piece of ass that's not fully black.
She not?
No, she's got some Spanish in there. She's got some Portuguese in there.
She looks black.
She's got Portuguese in there, like Brazilian.
She's black.
And they swing.
Look, man.
And they said, how hot was she in Doubles Night? It was a Doubles Night or Demon Night? Demon Night.
Okay.
When she put that blood on her, dude, it moved.
But still, man.
It moved. It was like moving mountains.
She's black.
In the inside, yes.
No. That's just like when you ask somebody, like, hey, what are you? What's your race? People are like, I don't have a race. I don't like to pick.
Unless you're one of these type of people. Good thing you say, I'm Scottish, Norwegian.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
It's like...
What are you? Caucasian? Like, unless you're actually from there, then don't...
Or your parents are from there.
Don't give me a run around.
Like, if your parents are from there, I honestly think you get that. But, like, if your grandmother's grandmother's from there, like, no, nigga. You don't matter.
If somebody asks me, Tom, what are you?
Cuban.
I can either say African-American, black, one, either one.
It's either from Antigua and shit.
And then you ask somebody who looks Spanish, I'm Honduran and...
I'm Dominican.
Dominican,
yes.
You're not Dominican, bro.
I am.
No, you're not, man.
How many times I got to tell you? Okay, I'm Cuban. Okay, fine.
Either one.
Okay, let's move on. I don't know. It appears that some tentative research, or maybe this is just a bad move. Maybe they were just fooling on old Rob. He's not at my old age. I don't catch everything.
Yeah, okay, granddad.
Fuck you. But maybe it was like a fucking April 1st kind of deal. But apparently they said there was like research to create extra large insects, like...
Why?
Like seagull-sized mosquitoes.
What the fuck will I do with a seagull-sized mosquito?
Other than be drained of all of your lively fluids?
It'll be like, what's that, Land of the Lost with Will Ferrell? And that thing was on his back?
Yes, it was. Or Starship Troopers.
I don't care what nobody, that movie was awesome.
We're going to have Rob's Roughnecks. I'm going to have a metal arm. I'm like, you want to live forever, you maggots? Look like Michael Ironside. You know the other thing about it? This is what I want. And this is just me being a pervert and a nerd all at the same time. I'd be so jazzed if they somehow took that brain bug and made it a real thing. It looked like a big ass pussy, like a flesh box.
Oh god,
dude, it was a flesh box. I mean, then it had like the juice coming out of it. There, think about it, man. That looks like,
that's actually pretty disgusting. I'm sorry.
It looked awesome.
So, you tell me you a fucking insect then?
That one, yeah.
It's pretty disturbing.
It looked like a vagina, dude.
It's pretty disturbing.
I would walk in, it's a walking vagina. It was like a closet. You know, there's one thing that's funny though about that movie. Do you remember who touched it, I guess, when they first caught it?
No.
Neil Patrick Harris. Think about it, he touched the pussy looking bug and it was just like, yeah, I'm gay later.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah, exactly.
It's like irony.
That's so bad.
Casper Van Dien's career went nowhere after that, by the way.
What happened to him?
He was in a Tarzan movie.
I saw him in like a sci-fi movie.
He was in the sequel to it too, in part 3.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
It was called, has no career now.
Yeah. And the thing is, I want to say he's African. He's from South Africa. Casper. No, yes, American has that name unless you're a friendly ghost. But speaking of the box, mm-hmm. Woman demands sexual favors from husband and his friend at knife point. Want to take a wild guess where this took place?
Down south.
No. It's relatively close to here.
Virginia.
West Virginia. Oh.
Wow.
Randy Moss is from West Virginia.
Look at Randy Moss.
Jason Williams is from West Virginia. Remember that movie, Wrong Turn? I believe that was in West Virginia.
Wow.
The hills of West Virginia. That's where the inbreeding goes on there.
Oh, God. Inbreeding?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
That's where those mutants were. They were inbreeding.
Oh, yeah, they were.
It's mutants in the hills of West Virginia. Don't you ever forget that, by the way.
Because
you're
going
to be like Flex Alexander and shit from the Hills That Lies, too. Remember he got killed in that movie? Remember he got killed and got thrown down the fucking hill?
Isn't he from Baltimore, though? Yeah, he's from here.
Oh, God. I remember Homeboy's Not in Space.
I didn't mind that show. That show gets a lot. Like exactly. I
said that. I was like, hee-hee-hee, this is UPN. This is black TV. This is for me.
Well, everybody knew UPN was the black channel.
Come on. You know, it's terrible. I remember Malcolm and Eddie.
I watched that, too.
Remember the fat black guy? I think his name was Tim. You know I used to do every day? He had this whole catch. Whoa. I used to do it. Whoa. Somebody called me. I was like, yo, you fake-ass, fat-ass Tim. I was annoyed.
It was a random person, too. They didn't even know your name. They just say fat ass random.
Like, shut up. That's pretty much what they sound like. Damn. Yo, that's all common. I thought it was cool for a while. Yeah, but back to this story. The woman landed herself in a Ripley jail. Says Ripley something other in West Virginia. It's in Fair Plain, West Virginia. And they don't play fair in West Virginia, to say the least.
I knew you was going
to
say something like that.
She allegedly brandished a knife to get her request met. Basically, this chick, she wanted her husband to, you know, take care of mama there, so to speak. To take out the trash, as we like to call it.
Kind of like precious.
Yeah. Take care of mama.
Yeah.
Do you even want to see? You know what? We play a game on Horrible Universe that involves Whoopi's clits, but it's a hypothetical. That always involves Whoopi on Goldberg's vagina. Or Patrick Ewing's penis over the tip of your eye. Maybe we should include Monique's vag in there somewhere. We should include Monique's vagina in that somewhere, because she looked quite rough and precious, by the way.
Yes, she did.
But here's the deal. The Jackson County Sheriff Deputy R. Millinger, he just goes by R.
No first name, just R.
And sometimes that could be a bad thing for you.
It's a consonant.
Sometimes that could be a bad thing for you. We know somebody named R. responded to a possible domestic dispute at, you know, the I-77 Motor Inn. So you know it's motorhomes there.
Dang.
It just makes the story so much better. That is.
So it's a trailer park?
Yes. And they're WT. WTTP. You know what that stands for, right?
Inform me.
White Trash Trailer Park.
Wow.
Thank you. Danny and Melissa are just a strange couple. That's the two people in the situation, mm-hmm. right? They live 4 motorhomes away from each other. And pretty much, Millinger said that he observed Melissa naked from the waist down, sitting in the living room inside Danny's apartment. And, you know, according to the complaint, Danny and Watson is the neighbor, told Millinger that Melissa came to the apartment intoxicated, drunk as a skunk, and basically asked him to perform a certain sexual act on her. So she pulls down her pants, takes off her underwear, and she's chilling there. And they just observed, Millinger, when he was there, he was like, okay, this bitch still ain't got no underwear on, they're around ankles. And
how long did the officer stay?
I don't know, because you know you'd probably watch.
Exactly. Like, come on.
That is unkempt. So basically, you know, like, take care of mama bear, right? And Danny, her husband's like, I'll pass. Watson, he's like, I got you. I'll take care of that for you. So
her husband was cool with that, though? Like,
they were strange. He's like, fuck it. I was fucking anyway. So this is where it gets funny to me. The complaint states, as Watson approached Melissa, he became overwhelmed by the horrible vaginal odor and declined to proceed any further.
Oh, my God.
So this is the quote. Someone's going to blank perform the sexual act on me, or I'm going to cut your blank throat. You gonna eat this pussy or cut your fucking throat?
They were really scared of her, though. It's two of them. Like, really? Unless she had a gun.
She's got a knife and she's in a trailer park and she's drunk. And her pussy is a beast.
Like a guard dog.
It's
a
oni.
Oni.
She has a protection double in her
bag. Japanese demon.
Yes. She's 42 years old and basically she got charged with brandishing a weapon and domestic assault. And she was set on bond for $3,000.
Somebody bail out?
I hope not.
Like, why would you do that? Why would you bail?
But here's a good thing, though. If she stays down long enough, somebody's going to eat the pussy.
Hopefully she gets a bath, too. Oh, God. A shower or something.
Have you ever had to deal with that, though? Going out and, you know, to catch the treat, and you're like,
catch the treat?
Could that happen to me one time?
Really?
I was, like, face to waist with this chick. Ah, I like that. That's when I used to rhyme, yo. I was face to waist with this chick, right? And, again, this is when that primal shit comes back. I was reading this in Why the Last Man. They were talking about high art, and all the women wanted was fucking like soap opera. And it was like, yeah, some things just never change.
Right.
And like you were saying the other day, picked this chick up I was talking about, and it was like, yeah, you know, something primal in them and shit. They like that strength thing. And the chick was kind of turned on by it because I lifted up and like put it on my shoulder. But when I lifted up, it was like face to waist. And I was like, ooh.
It was unsettling odor.
It was unsanitary.
It was bad for you.
You know how what they call a, what's a euphemism for a pond as a sanitary napkin? That was unsanitary. It was a dumpster. It was the spoiled roast beef, so to speak.
I'm not saying, like, you know how people can say, like, you can smell yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You can, right? Like, they can't smell themselves? Like, I mean, I don't wanna...
They can't see themselves, I know that much. I don't know if they can smell themselves or not. But here's the thing. Me being a man of larger courage, I'm very cognizant about odors, in any odor.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very strong sense of smell as well. So,
are you a superhero?
Yes, I am. It's my one power.
It's just a strong sense of smell.
Smells like death around here. Commissioner, there was a murder 3 months ago. Rob, where'd you find it? Call me the nose.
The nose.
The dark nose. Was that some black joke? Yes, it is. Well, anyway. Anyway, that'd be the worst superpower in the world. I remember when I was kicking with my chick one time back in the day, I was just like, I wanted to have a superpower of, I could make, like, almost like Forge from Marvel.
Oh, shit.
I can make, like, anything.
Wasn't Forge, like, Spanish? Or Indian. Native American?
Native American.
Okay.
He could make any, like, thing if he saw it or whatever. And I was like, I could make any cars inside if I saw it. It's like, not the car, but just the interior.
Yeah, it's like, the worst.
We need to do an episode of, like, you know, powers that you really don't need.
The mediocre
Justice League. The mediocre Avengers.
The one that will never save the day.
Avengers assemble if you have free time. Here's another thing. In other, you know what I call the vag? It's a sandwich, I call it. In other Arby's-related sandwich news, grandmother, 62 years old.
Hold on, wait. Don't tell me, like, this is another elderly story with
something. It's always elder porn, man. Always elder sex. They like the fuck,
too. Why did you find this?
Because secretly, I'm going to marry a 70-year-old.
If you do that, I can't condone that, man.
You like older women. How dare you? Every woman that talks to you would be older.
I'm not talking about me.
You're talking about me?
I'm talking about you.
Well, I'm older than you. Respect your elders. and their fetish for elders. Ew. His grandmother, 62, English, by the way. It's another story from England. First, you got caffeine. You know what? That's what happened. This young dude had to take the caffeine to fuck this joke. She's 62. She's had 200 boy toys. Do you know what the time frame is for that?
A lifetime.
No, in 2 years. This sex-crazed grandmother, she had the greatest name ever. This has to be porn-related. This sex-crazed grandmother, Carol Bone, claims that she slept with more than 200 men after joining 13 dating websites. Her name is Carol Bone.
So you can get it that easy?
I'm going to give that bone a curl. Basically, she was just like, you know, I enjoy sex. It's just sex. It's nothing serious. I'm done with relationships.
Damn.
You know, I have 7 grandchildren.
I mean, she's right, though.
Yeah.
She's pretty much done with relationships.
It's a punt. She said, I've had, you know, 2 years worth of one-night stands.
Damn.
And even though I have arthritis and back pain, I'm still very juicy.
Pretty disturbing.
Her favorite men aged from in their 30s into their 40s. And she enjoyed sex parties and meeting couples. That is disgusting.
She went to a sex party?
The fact that she met couples is crazy because that means there was probably some munching going on, too. Maybe that Melissa Williams from West Virginia was like, you want to eat this pussy? No, dear. I'm not going to eat that pussy.
Well, let me consult my beard on this one.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I think this
you know
is
what they say
story.
If you do take care of the Melissa Williams situation? Your beard is thicker. That's why I had that one patch that's missing there because the world doesn't do that. Torin looks like the man from the Rent Too Damn High party. You need to punch your beard a little bit.
No. He has a really good
look like Jimmy Mack, yes. Jimmy with that boom box. Looking like a bastardized Radio Raheem. It's Radio Raheem's like slave father.
Slave father?
Because he got a hairstyle that looks like it would have been worn by one of Frederick Douglass's homeboys. That's my boy Jimmy Mack.
I didn't know Frederick Douglass had homeboys.
You know he had homeboys, mother slaves. That's the one that already had gray hair. He's like, it's hereditary. I'm only 32.
Yeah, what? This point, like, come on, man. I mean, this old elderly lady, like,
it's real life, man. Still has sex.
When you get older, like, you don't want to deprive yourself.
I'm putting my balls in a closet once I turn 50.
Are you serious? Come on. No, you're not. Like,
yeah.
I got a story for you. My grandparents, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, my grandparents still had sex, and I knew it. But my father was like, you know, it's a story I'm going to tell you about. I came in the house one day, and I was like, what's that loud noise up there? And he opened the door. He said it looked like 2 brown trash bags rubbing together, like, furiously.
He was like, he was banging her like a steel door in a hurricane. Like, what?
Old school. What?
Ew. That's a John Leguizamo shit right there.
Oh my God, like 2 trash bags?
This is the black
leathery.
Like, what's the dude's name? The fucking George Hamilton. You know what I'm talking about, right?
It sounds familiar.
The dude just got completely tan, looks very leathery and shit.
Oh God, yeah, that's bad.
You never want to, like, I remember you talking about before that you found out your pops was a Sox man. That's something you never want to see. And if it's your grandparents, it makes it even worse. You're like, I'm going to walk in front of a train now. And good night. You get this loot like in the military. You're like, this is it. This is the end of the show. Let's see. She says that she couldn't deal with men who are over 50 because their stamina couldn't keep up with her. And she got involved with online dating after splitting from her longtime partner. She's like, hey, all you can eat. And she's not a looker. Like, one older British lady I would put stones to, Helen Mirren, she's balls hot.
Helen Mirren?
As old as she is, she's still kind of hot.
No, she does. I'm not going to lie. She does look.
Because I think she's like decent. 70.
Yeah, she is. She looks decent.
But this chick is 60, is 8 years her junior, and she looks like ass. Ye old ass, if you will, since you're in England. Ass shire, if you will.
So bad.
She'd be your favorite ass because she gives it up. It'll be favorite with a U in there somewhere because, you know, the British thing.
I just don't, like, if I'm, when I get older, like, if I have a wife or I'm still, like.
Oh, a husband, right?
Okay. No, not a husband. Asshole.
Well, that's what, like, Torin, that's where we're going tonight. Like, what? It's a club called Asshole. Like, what? What kind of club are we going to take me to, Steven?
Gay clubs always have, like, the worst.
No, it's always animal name.
Yeah.
The Stable.
Or what is it, like Buns? Is it downtown?
Yes, it is.
Club Buns.
I almost went in there one night.
Did you go in there?
No, I left. I like fucking all that. I'm going to Lexington Market, even though it's closed. I'm not going in there.
What were you doing around Buns?
I was with like my best friend, and it was like, yo, Robin, you come in and support me. I was like, yeah, it's gay in there, in the street out here. So I'm going to stay out here because everything is not all wiggly.
All wiggly.
It's like wacky wavy on balloon guy inside, whereas outside it's just straight up and down.
Yeah, I don't need that much movement.
That was the homophobe in me at the time. But no, it's like, do what you do, just leave me out of it. And I thank you. Let's see. This is something that you like, your political gentleman. Mm-hmm. The Republicans put that dick to the Democrats. So.
God damn, they did.
And it was funny, this dude on Facebook, good dude named Kenny, he put me on this video that has like an animated Waka Flocka Flame. Waka Flocka Vote.
You forgot you gotta do the bow, bow. That
bow,
shit,
bow, yeah, bow, yeah, bow.
Waka Flocka's the answer.
Like, I shake my head and shit.
Yeah. If you had dreads, you just go back and forth.
Not yeah, that's cool. Not, no dancing, no dancing. I remember the dude on BT put his ass to the ringer. I was like, yeah, you did the wrong song, and you didn't perform it well.
Say Stephen Hill or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like, he's just a bitch made nigga, yo.
That's and he's all you like, can say.
He's like, well, Waka, what we can do is we can have a debate on TV and talk like about this like adults, because you're all an adult, Joaquin Malfors. I was like, oh, he's the government.
Damn.
He's like, Malfors, like, you got an ugly name. Anyway, you know, it had the animated Waka Flocka with a suit on, which I thought was really apropos. But it's a red tie because you know he's a blood.
Yeah, he's supposed to be tough. Like,
Bricks what?
So annoying.
You know, he had that whole anti-voting sentiment he was putting out there. Like, don't go and vote, yo. Can't read the names now, yo. Son. But he was debating against a really salty Obama because, you know, Obama was pretty pissed off about the result.
It should be, you.
And it was like 2D animation. They were beefing and shit back and forth because Obama kind of started off his shit. And whenever you impersonate Obama, it's funny. Cause he's like, you know what? You niggas didn't come out and vote this time. So, you know, the thing we're going to do is we're going to close all of the churches, all of the Cluckies, the KFCs, and the Popeyes. And I was just like, this is the greatest video I've ever seen. And all you hear is Waka like, Waka, flame, pow, 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 nigga, bitch.
But see, like,
clearly someone that does not take rap seriously.
Did you vote?
No, no, no.
Pow, like, people were so serious about voting. I'm like,
really? They were like, vote, vote, vote.
Like, why you ain't vote? You should have voted. Like,
you know, us
vote
blacks,
this,
we,
vote
us
that.
Blacks, we had to die for voting.
Like, I don't know if people know, like, this your right to vote. No, technically, it's my act to vote.
Well, if they even say it's my right, it's my right not to vote.
Exactly.
I still can run shit because I pay taxes. You do too.
Exactly. If I pay taxes, you shut the fuck up. That's
and how about this? Should my vote weigh more than you because I may pay more taxes than you? Should I have more authority than you because I probably pay taxes for some of you fuckers?
Exactly.
So let's not get into shit like that because we can get to some government shit. We can get to some gangster shit if you want to get to some gangster shit.
Like, people, they took it. Like, I don't know.
Like the Democrats took it? Because they took it deep.
They did. They definitely took it. Like,
the Republicans said, pow!
Like, what did I tell you before? Like, you know, you got no black person in the Senate right now. Like, we have no representation.
Because of Jimmy McMillan, is all his fault.
I would have voted for Jimmy McMillan.
I tried to vote for him. I was like, I'm going to sign an absentee ballot. It's like, I'm from Albany.
It's just so sad to me. Like, because I think we went backwards, kind of.
Yeah, because it's like, But here's the problem I had with it. It was more of a push for this is the midterm elections. It was more of a push for the midterm elections. And I want to say I follow not heavily because I could give a shit less because I don't make the rules. But I've been following politics for about 10 years. I've kind of been, you know, somewhat in the know for 10 years, being observant.
Right.
And I've never, over that 10-year span, has seen much of a focus on mid-years as it's been this year.
Yeah, I haven't either. I mean, I'm a little younger than you, but still.
I was like, we getting rid of Obama now? I mean, like, what's the deal here? Because the way they were talking about it, was like, yeah, we're taking over.
The thing, they
just paying a DJ Khalid song and shit.
They actually convinced people that this dude Obama was the worst president ever after we just had Bush.
Here's like, the thing, white on. People. For 8 years, by the way.
Exactly.
Here's the thing, white people. No,
he said, here's the thing, white people.
Hitler is Hitler.
Exactly.
No one else is Hitler.
That's true.
Especially a black man. I thank you.
In argument.
Right. Is it right there?
In statement.
Because you give this dude 2 years to fix up 8 years worth of doing. I'm not saying bad doing or undoing, but right. I think each president leaves their stank on the office.
Right.
And he had 8 years worth of stank to leave on there. And you really expect it to be done in 2 years. And then you have different people saying, well, he's done nothing since he's been in there. It's like, all right. My thing is, the shit he was promising was not going to be done in one term.
Exactly.
Let alone a half of a term. And you have people who, you know, some people I've lost a little respect for because they're a little extra judgmental shit. And they're like, oh, okay, he hasn't done anything. I'm like, so you're in that? You're in the White House? You're in the Senate? You're there?
I'm sitting and listening to people's remarks about this dude. I'm like, do you really believe this
dude, shit? Like I said before, I haven't seen so much breaking fucking decorum in these sessions and shit. Like, when they were doing a whole deal with healthcare, who's the dude? Like, I want to say he was, like, the Speaker of the House, maybe? I don't know what his position
is. The House is Nancy Pelosi. But he, you know, he was talking
the Jim Boner dude or whatever?
That the guy was like, you lying. Was that him?
I think it... No, it wasn't him. It was a different guy. The one that was like, hell no, we're not signing this. Hell no, we're not signing that. And this is the guy who recently said that, you know, I found something really funky about my life. I'm part black.
Oh, God. Come on, man.
It's like, shoot yourself.
I can't...
But this is cool. This is all swept under the rug. These motherfuckers got out the gate when this whole healthcare situation was going on. They got out of the fucking gate because they didn't get their way. Regardless of what's in there, they didn't get their way, so they broke decorum. And then you're going to put these fuckers back in there?
Yeah, I don't get, you know, I don't get the public because they're like...
Did you see the post by Palin?
No.
Well, you know, at the polls, we showed him that we're not going to let our country go in this direction, this negative socialist direction. And even people who I know who are more Republican leaning, they really just say they're not in either party. They're more Republican leaning, though. They say, yeah, she can suck a dick and shoot herself because it's stupid.
The tone of
and her daughter didn't vote, by the way.
This whole thing, the tone of it is like, it sounds like we're getting serious, but it's like, it's racist, yo. Like, I've never, even with Bush, this motherfucker was terrible. And he was the dumbest person that you can meet almost. And you talk about now, oh man, Obama's the worst president and Bush fucking destroyed America almost.
Peep this, you're gonna find this funny. Did you hear about the thing with Bush this week, right?
About the Kanye thing?
That's funny to me. He said that was the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Oh, that was more impactful than anything else.
Really?
And it was just like, yeah, that's the one thing that Obama and Bush have in common. They both hate Kanye West. But I was like, at the time Kanye West made that statement, it was pretty accurate, I thought.
It was true.
It's just true shit. It was like, you would have put more effort into taking care of that. Because, hold on, wasn't he still in office when the tsunami hit in Asialand?
Yeah.
And it seemed like it was more aid going there than in New Orleans. Okay, just making sure. But you know, New Orleans has nothing but niggas there, right?
Pretty much.
The Chopper Cities and such.
Chopper City, Lil Wayne's.
Yeah, but in Asia Land, but what was that? Where was that at?
Indonesia.
It's nothing but zips.
It's kind of racist. But yes.
It is.
Yes.
But the point is, it's just like, okay, you can go help abroad because we got to maintain that level of superpower, but we can't fix here. You knew that the place was fucking, you know, in shit before that happened? You knew it was like in a bowl?
To talk about politics, you would need a whole fucking Robcast.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But yeah. Somebody told us we don't talk about politics enough. But yeah, the thing is, it's like, we can talk about it from our view, but we can't accurately talk about everything that goes on because no one knows everything that goes on unless you're in said sessions.
See, like, I have a professor. I'm not going, you know, but...
The professor, to be exact.
He has a...
His name is Lee Scholar.
Yellow floating wheelchair and everything, like Professor X on X-Men 2. He has that too and all that. He's bald with a suit jacket on.
I was hoping you were saying like a yellow submarine or something, Beetle style submarine. And shit.
But yeah, the professor, he's like, he has an investment firm, and he, mm-hmm. this dude pretty knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah.
And he tells us shit, and I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, is that true? And he like, yeah. He said, research it. And damn well, when I go home and research the shit, he's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, I learned something today.
I learned something other than what I should be learning.
Like, one last thing, like, people didn't realize, like, I don't know if people realize it's like 4 credit agencies, mm-hmm. or more than it's more than 3.
You right,
know,
right,
TransUnion,
right.
Experian, and Equifax.
Yeah.
It's another one that every time you use your bank card, every time you use your ATM card, every time you make a sale for something, they write that down. Every job you ever had, they have it. And all that stuff that you have. And they log it. And they don't have to tell you about it.
Here's
if
the thing.
You request
how, it. How long you think that's been around?
They said it's fairly new, but I doubt it.
But here's the thing I have about that. Now, you know shit like that's been going on. You found that out because you have a professor that's a hippie.
Yeah, pretty much.
And he knows some shit, and he's like pretty much dropping the science of y'all. But here's the thing. Now, let's say 4 or 5 years ago, you may not have heard anything like that.
No.
You know, the government is your friend. But since Obama's been in office, it's like, you know, he's all about, you know, big government and so on and so forth.
Right.
It's like, no, government's been big, baby.
Exactly.
Motherfuckers have been spying. It's enemy of the state. And everyone is Will Smith.
He said everyone's Will Smith.
I'm Gene Hackman.
Oh, so you know something that I don't know.
Say, hey, man, look. Will, you need to run.
But I don't know. Mr. I found it crazy, though, because it's like, really? Like, nobody knows this? But the thing is, they went to, you know, the federal judges, like, hey, make us exempt from people asking about our shit. So they know a lot more about you than you even think you would even know.
It's just funny when I know that my dad and my mom, they both changed their phone numbers for whatever reason, right? And just using that as an example. So no one really would have that number. Only people they've given it to.
Right.
With the span of a week, you have fuckers calling from these tax agencies and so on and so forth. And having your address and so on and so forth. When all that shit has been changed, whereas they really wouldn't know it. It's like, how does this happen? Is that, I just remember something I heard, and I don't know how accurate it is, but, you know, people claim, well, how does identity theft happen? It's like, well, this is conspiracy radio at this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
He said whenever you swipe that card, it could be a brand new card. Once you swipe, the information is out there.
That's true.
So it's just like, it's a lot of loopholes. It's a lot of holes in fucking privacy.
Every law is made with a loophole.
The government is fucking Mark Zuckerberg. That's the government. And the United States is Facebook. Thank you.
One more thing.
If I see President Obama in a robe and banging an Asian chick, I'm done.
And these companies, like the credit agencies,
yeah.
They're going to federal courts or going to courts and police stations and say, here's a free terminal. You can check somebody's credit before you even try them for court. And it's like, really?
Why is that even necessary?
Because it's like they're going to judge you even before they judge you on everything in your credit report before you can even get judged. Like for.
But the thing is, one shit had to do with the other, right?
Yeah, exactly. You would think, like, that shit don't have nothing to do with
it. I shot Torn in the face. My credit has nothing to do with the bullets I bought. You
would think so.
But it's like, no, you didn't buy those bullets for credit.
Exactly. It's more shit that's going on that people do not know about.
You can't get any consignment.
It's crazy, man.
That's just, Nation's Capital pisses me off.
It's a whole bunch of stuff, man.
But you know what else went on in the Nation's Capital on a much lighter note?
A lot lighter note, we should say.
Yeah, because you're saying that. That's horrible. Yeah, the color of this ink.
Fuck you.
What do you think about that McNabb benching?
I have a problem with that because...
It's conditioning, right? It's fat.
Yeah, come on. You tried out Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, allegedly before any of this took place. They said his tempo was... That's the first time I've ever heard tempo.
Come on.
My thing is, I thought with quarterbacks, it's you being accurate or not.
Right.
And you being able to manage
McNabb,
the game.
All those years in Philly, he didn't win all those games. Come on. And he has a conditioning problem.
But they said that's why Wilson, they got rid of him. Miami really got rid of him. Like, why would you get rid of an all-pro quarterback in your division if you didn't think it was something bigger than it? And that kind of was a head scratch, I will say.
I mean, it is.
Because the only team I've ever seen do that was the Patriots when they got rid of Bledsoe and he ended up going to the Bills. But his chest basically exploded during the game. So it's like, well, we'll let Tom take care of things. But the NFC East is beastly. Every team in there is good. Even if they're under 500, they're still a good team. If you put them in a different division, they'll probably run the gamut.
That's true.
Because it's like, I want to say, 2 years ago, maybe last year, three of the teams out of the division made the playoffs. Within the last 4 years, three teams in that division made the playoffs. You're like, what the fuck? But it is a head scratcher, and the fact that you got both the Shanahans, the father and the son, I think that's an issue right there. When the father's the head coach and the football czar, if you will, and the son is the offensive coordinator, I think that's a little much there. But they're dancing around a lot as to their rationale behind benching him to put in Rex Grossman, and he's gross, man.
See,
didn't he fumble on the first play?
Yeah.
Okay, just make sure. He's still Rex Grossman.
Yeah.
Like, he's not good, because Kyle Orton clearly looks like the better of the two quarterbacks when he was with the Bears. He probably should have played.
He was.
But Rex Grossman was, he's either good Rex or bad Rex, is the way Lovie Smith used to put it. And that's in the true Super Bowl, he was bad Rex.
Yeah, he was.
And he's a backup for a reason. And then you have all of them kind of saying, well, you know, it's conditioning. I think Rex Grossman even sounds like, nigga, what are your numbers again?
I hate the fact that my man McNabb gets so much disrespect.
He had disrespect when he got drafted.
Exactly. Like,
boom.
This dude is one of the best black QBs. Like,
you know, you heard the shit Steve Young said, right?
What?
It's like, if he's not careful with the way this is gone, just the perception is he could end up being a backup on someone else's team next year. That's why they're not trying to give him a contract.
Yeah.
Or he'll end up being out of the league within a year or two.
He's one of the best QBs.
And he's got a point. I hate to say
it's
true. He's got a point.
But come on. It's McNabb. Yeah.
No, it is McNabb, but I mean,
he's in Philly. Like, people, they hated him and loved him at the same time. But the thing is,
Vic was Vic. You know, you fucking electrocute a few dogs and shit. The worst person in history. I wish he would have went to the Browns. I really do.
Vic?
Yeah, I wish he would have went to the Browns.
Why?
Because the Browns mascot's a dog.
Oh.
Because I'm a bastard that way. That's fucked up. That would be so funny. He's like, he's in the dog pound. Oh.
It's so bad.
Oh, man, people have died. People have died. But yeah, you know, you can be, it's like, white people look for an excuse with blacks. And which, all your good wide receivers, what color are they?
Black.
All your good running backs?
Black.
That's all you need to hear. Well, don't they a little extra hard on the receivers and the running backs? And some of those positions that are dominated by blacks because...
Look at Randy Moss.
Yeah, he's a cancer, even though he pretty much... how many touchdowns did he have with Patriots Lynn?
He had a whole bunch of touchdowns.
And he said literally he made himself a Hall of Famer there.
That's true. Tom Brady had what that year when Randy Moss...
He had 50, year? I believe. Randy Moss had 23 of those touchdowns. He broke Jerry Rice's record. But, you know, he's no longer needed. Yeah, okay. All right. That makes sense. And even in the second year when Brady got injured and he was catching the balls with fucking Matt Castle, he still had 11 or 12 touchdowns.
Like, he was still doing his thing. And see, the thing with Randy Moss, I'm not going to... He's a nigga sometimes. Come on.
And he's a country nigga, too.
He's a nigga sometimes.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight... You seen that video?
That is the greatest video ever. It's the greatest video ever. And he was talking to him like, so Randy, how are you going to pay your fine? Psh, I'll pay all of them. Straight cash, homie.
Randy Moss.
Then when he bumped a police officer in his car, I was like, yes.
I can't hate on Randy Moss.
Because he's like that uncle that you like, I'll hang out with him. He can go fishing and he's probably going to cuss at some white people. And he's from West Virginia. He's from Rand, West Virginia. He's from the mountains. The mountains of Rand.
Man, Randy Moss looks like a burglar.
He does. But dude, I was kind of disturbed, I will say, when ESPN did the game show thing called Straight Cash Homie.
And, are you serious?
Yeah. And it was a dude dressed up like Randy Moss with a wig, but he was clearly in blackface. I was like, I don't know if I should be offended by this. But it was too funny. But it wasn't blackface in the sense that it was a white guy clearly in the mask. But he had like a latex mask on. It looks like Randy Moss's face with a huge fro. He's wearing a suit and he's like, so how are you going to pay this game? Everyone was like, straight cash, homie? It was like when the Kenny Mayne event.
I'm mad,
like,
I didn't see that.
This is when he first went to the Patriots.
I'm mad I didn't see that.
It was too funny. But the fact that he got blackballed so heavy. How about this? How you feel about T.O. and Chad Johnson?
T.O. was playing a lot better than Chad.
But I'm talking about just as, like, outside of their abilities. Just the other shit that you take if you were to pick them up. Let's say if you had the Torrentrons, you know, your own football team, the Torrentrons.
They get demonized.
Yeah.
They get demonized a lot.
Because they've done nothing wrong, really, other than talk a little bit too much.
No crimes, no...
Fuck, they don't even drink.
Exactly. Like,
because do you honestly think T.O. drinks, being that he's so stuck on himself?
That motherfucker, no, hell no, he don't drink.
Because the thing is, the worst he had is... He's a diva. That's about it.
Yeah.
All wide receivers are divas.
Eagles, man.
Yeah.
Oh. The only wide receiver is not a deep is Marvin Harrison, because he will shoot you.
Yeah, you say something about that. He will shoot you and eat tasty cakes. Because you know he loves tasty cakes.
Tasty cakes.
That's a Philly thing.
And he'll have a football in his hand. He'll throw it to himself and run and catch it and then shoot you.
Yeah, that's a shotgun.
With the shotgun.
That's the shotgun position. He's behind some of that shotgun. No, he's behind the center holding the shotgun.
That was my favorite wide receiver.
My favorite wide receiver is probably Andre Reed.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, Marvin Harrison.
Because he looked like El DeBarge. Didn't he look like El DeBarge?
She would want a pretty nigga as your favorite wide receiver.
Well, you always got to go with the GOAT, too. You know the GOAT is, right?
Greatest wide receiver.
Come on. Greatest wide receiver. But who's number two behind him all time in almost every statistical category?
Ain't Randy Moss behind him?
No, T.O.
Oh, yeah, T.O. is
behind him. And the thing is, they kill him about that shit.
They say he's not a Hall of Famer.
And he's like, why has he got such a big ego? It's like, well, when you're told your rookie year by your favorite guy that you're never going to be as good as me, and you are behind him in almost every statistical category, you still don't get the respect? I don't know what to tell you. Because he's like, well, he drops the ball too much. It's like almost you with the whole Kanye thing. It's just like, you got to find something that's there, and yeah, it's there, but you don't look at the good shit, too. Like, not you as much as them.
Right.
Because when I was watching the game this weekend, it's like, yeah, T.O. ran a little bit harder for that ball. It's like, really? What about if Chad was open? Or what about if, you know, they had a running game? Or what about if Carson was a little bit more accurate?
Carson Palmer's not the same.
He hasn't been the same since he had that knee blown out. When Kimo Von Ohlhofen fell into that knee and shit, it was a wrap. And he thought he had that Tom Brady ability. I need a rule made for me. Fuck you. It's funny. It's funny that Tom Brady wears fetters now. You ever notice that?
He does.
And he wears like a black dude too. Like it's not even broken down. Like, you know what? He gets some points for it. That's kind of cool. I was like, he's a rapper. He is one step away from being a. He has his own fitted company. You never seen that? It has like he wears TB fitted when he's not in the game.
No.
I was like, that shit is hot. That's hot in the sense that this guy has his own fitted company. And he's fucking a Brazilian.
Wow.
And he wears Stetson. Let's move on. Because we're about to get out of here. But one thing I will say about old Mike Shanahan, he doesn't have lips.
No. My brother said the same thing.
It's like, you know the Marvel, I mean not the Marvel, the DC character? The Question?
Yeah.
He's like that, but at his mouth and shit. It's just like, it's like a question. Fucking that. And guess, you know, since Mike Shanahan's old, and not from here,
mm-hmm.
even though this is kind of relatively in the area of D.C., being, you know, Baltimore's close to D.C. Speaking of Baltimore and D.C., guess who got beef?
Wale and somebody.
And Boss Man.
When was I mean, no hating.
Apparently, Boss Man was beefing and saying, well, Wale came in, he was very disrespectful. I was like, Boss, I'm sorry, sir, but you're Baltimore, and I do appreciate that. But Wale's outselling you in every statistical category. When he did a whole band show for one of those MTV awards, he got points from me, regardless of how
he got it out there, he got his name out there.
And the other piece about it is, I think 92Q was kind of horning this nigga when he was trying to get on, kind of heavy, too. Because they was like, we're not gonna play any DC acts here.
But 92Q don't even play Baltimore acts. They got that one little, what's that called?
Whoa, now it's the old hits. You know that.
No, they got like a little segment where they'll play like local artists.
They play
like,
that 5 minutes and shit.
Yeah, one day.
The only station, and this is from where I graduated from, the only station I know that will play it is a fucking Morgan. Yeah, I play that test band and you get to hear all the bad producers with their Kanye-infused samples. It's a lot of...
Yeah, it's a lot. Like in Baltimore, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a lot of copycat type acts.
Crab motherfuckers, yeah.
That and copycats.
Yeah.
Like, you got motherfuckers who try to sound like Drake. You got people try to sound like Wayne. Like, come on,
is nobody trying to sound like Lee Scala? Nobody trying to sound like Rob, you know, no, I'm not good. So. I will say one time I listened to a test spin, right? This is when I was still actually somewhat in the rap and shit. I was still writing, but not, like, spitting anything. And I'm saying this in all seriousness here. I was listening to it one night, and it was a nigga said one of my exact lines. And I was just like, because, you know, the test spin used to come on, like, at midnight until 5. So I'm sitting there listening to it, and I had a radio. I didn't listen on the computer. I was listening on a radio. I was like, no, whoa. And I used to record it because sometimes they have a good instrumental.
Right.
And they play niggas tracks too, but they had that DJ thing going on. This is a test bin exclusive. I was like, fuck you. And I was listening to it. I was like, that nigga said my line. It's midnight. He's like, Joey, what you doing there, boy?
And they put the inception on your.
He did the Ken Watanabe to me and shit. I said, I'm going to take this idea. It's mine. I'm going to make a company out of it. You know what they said on Smodcast? They said if they could do an interception where they put the gay in your mind and shit.
The gay in your mind.
They go in your mind and just implant some gay shit in there. It's like, the first person you see, you will fuck. And it's this person that's like there, like right on top. You're like, ah, this isn't going to end well. But let's see. The last thing I want to get into. I'm going to start doing something. Something new. Something weird. Something new.
I don't like the sound of that.
I'm going to start using non-regional in old people dialect. And I've started using terms such as knickers, you know, underwear and shit. Supper.
Britches.
And britches. You know, supper is, I'm not sure what supper is. Because I heard it could be dinner, but I heard it's a meal after dinner, too. Depends on where you're at.
I mean, I would say something about you and food, but I'm
fuck
not.
Fuck you. I britches. You know, you take the R out.
It's like I hate to say, like an Asian person, like, riches. Like, how they try to really get it out. You ever heard an Asian person carry out curse?
I know when they fuck up the L's and R's for words, which is kind of funny. They was talking about Yao Ming, and he said he couldn't say, give me the rod. He said, give me the lock.
Did you ever try to make an Asian person say, what's that, the shape parallelogram?
They like, can't say it?
No, hell
what'd
no,
he say?
They
can't. What did he say?
I don't know, but it's like parallel.
Parallel, I sweet.
It's like a dog trying to.
Like a dog trying to eat peanut butter.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they eat that dog.
That's fucked up.
Let's get it. Okay, let's give a few shout outs. I got a couple. How many you got? You got a couple?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Go on, shoot those shout outs out there.
Shout out to Lee Scholar.
He takes rap seriously.
Lee Scholar, D.
The Leak. Don't forget The Leak. That's a good track. Yeah. Datpiff.com. Download that shit.
Download The Leak. D. Will. Nay. Saw. Rao.
Baltimore Blocks.
All my 18 people. That's exactly what I just said. 18.
IBA Barack.
Fuck you.
The Asian team.
NBA. I pay the fool.
They all sound like drug dealers.
They
live in Chinatown and shit in D.C. Like, after this Wizards game, I'm going to show a lot of this opium. What? Cocaine? No. Opium. We got a den around the corner. Everyone's going to sleep and go to smoke. That's it. I have a few. Yeah, that was it? I mean,
yeah, that's it for now.
If I had a gong sound effect right now, oh, man, that would be so great. I got a few shout-outs. First, I want to shout-out Viva La Zemmer. They supported the Uru Rivecast initiative back in the day. And there's, you know, good people or whatever. Entertainment Network, check them out. VivaLaZemmer.com. Not to be confused with .com. Because yeah, that's a porn site that will redirect you to a guy named Viva, and he comes on La Zemmer. Let's see. Tonight, Thursday nights, my boy Brian, he has a show called Skills Radio. Fellow Morgan State alum. If you're into entrepreneurial endeavors, and you just don't want to be a nigga, you want to sharpen that saw. You want to sharpen that saw, not to be confused with his boy in the 18. And you just want to enhance your skills, you know, check it out. It's good shit on there, you know. Skills Radio. Next, I want to shout out Cousin, thecoinpurse.com.
Coin purse?
Get your fly up. Cheap jewelry. Inexpensive.
Yeah. Why not?
Everyone needs jewelry. Actually, has a Tumblr, too. A lot of good shit on there.
Including pimps.
Yes. I was asking him a lot. Hey, some men shit on here. An extra massive. Extra massive. And let's knock out the last few things, you know. Don't forget to hit the Torn Dominic Matthews on Facebook page.
Facebook, Torn Matthews.
Now, send pictures of your balls to his inbox.
No, please don't.
If you're a guy, you know, if you're a woman, please send pictures of guys' balls. I say, you know, Rob Lee, Mastermind Team. Stuff on Facebook. Also, you have the Twitter, the Operation Burn one page. Operation Burn.
Yeah, shout out to Rudy, man.
Shout out to Rudy, man. Shout out to Rudy, my little brother. That's from the same mother and father. That's how we intro the show the first episode. Like, we're from the same mother and father because we're not niggas. That's real nigga shit right there. Beware of black socks, by the way. But yeah, Twitter.com, Operation Burn, and the number one. And Rudy Watkins on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's two of them.
It's two of them?
Yeah.
It's a like, doppelganger.
He's like, I had to close my account, man. The one with my son is the real one. It's irony. Next, you got Dan D.
Yeah.
Other co-host, the white man.
The white man.
The greasy Italian, let's call him. He hands up the brajo to broads. He's a Kid Get Nice on Twitter. Yes. If you have Billy the Kid, he's Kid Get Nice.
I actually like that.
That's whatever that means, I don't know.
That's kind of cool. I ain't gonna lie.
And if you're around any local stores and they're still selling issues of Love in the Time of Damnation, you need to buy. Yeah. And lastly, but not leastly, because he's a massive fuck, Mastermind RW at Twitter. That's old Rob Lee, old Captain Salami, the massive void of darkness and lust. So, peel back the flaps on the flesh box and walk us out. What you got? Nothing. What I got? Everything. You was straight gassing. I put
dipped out on kerosene. I just give a dig, dawg. You get her a wedding ring. You meet her at the altar. Now that is just embarrassing. Let him talk shit, though. Don't let him carry on. I just walk up in this bitch. Hide in the carry-on. Fly in the carry-on. Sipping on Perrion. Gripping on Derriere. Ripping off Darion. Somebody show these weak niggas where the exit is. Cause they always trying to be where my section is. Hey, for real, though. The number one question is, why is your girlfriend always where the section is? I don't think they want it. I don't think they want it. I don't think they want it. I don't think they want it.